Okay, today's daf is Vachim daf Kuf Dalad, and we are on Kuf Gimel Amabez. We will start with the Mishnah as we continue in our discussions of Tful Yom. As we mentioned, this parak is all about Kohanim getting their portions of the, which Kohanim get the portions. The first Mishnah, if you remember, spoke about who is Roy to get a portion of the Basar, Tful Yom, Chosek Yipurim. We spoke about Onain, and we also spoke about Ba'ali Mumin. So the Mishnah after that, that we spoke about was yesterday, and that was what moment in time are they zocha to the skins? We were speaking about the basar, so what about the skins? So we're continuing that topic. But yesterday, we have to remember the Mishnah from yesterday. The Mishnah from yesterday said, if the Mizbeach is not zocha to the basar, then the Kohanim are not zocha to the or. So I don't know if I specified or explained that properly yesterday. Zocha, Mizbeach or, sorry, that basically means the Zrika. Because when does the Mizbeach get the basar? After the Zrika. It doesn't have to be actually burned. But once it's ra'ui to go on the Mizbeach, that the Mizbeach is zoche b'psara, that means post-Rika, then the Kohanim get the Or. With that understanding, now we understand the stira that we're going to have in the following Mishnah, which we'll read now. It says the Mishnah, Kuf Gimel Amabes, Kol HaKadoshim She'ira Bahen Psul, Kodim Lef Shaitan, any carbon that got a psul before it was skinned, Hafshata, it's one of the Mafshit, one of the Lamates Malachas, probably only about three or four malachas that don't come up at all in regular, ordinary life, unless you're a butcher, unless you live on a farm and you're skinning animals on a cattle farm or something else. But I would say 33, 34 malachas come up. Maybe I would say Shrei Batei Nirin doesn't come up. Mafshit doesn't come up, right? Taking the skin off your chicken when you're eating it, Rav Moshe says, is not mafshit. It's all considered ochel miyochel, but most of the malachas come up in some shape or form. But the mafshit is one of those that don't. Anyway, so the Mishnah here describes hafshata in the Beis HaMikdash. So if there was a psul before the hafshit, before the skinning, einor se'el kohanim, then the kohanim don't get the skin. It is burned along with the basar. Well, acher hafshetan, but if the psul occurs after the hafshit, so then or se'el kohanim, so then the skin would go to the kohanim. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim. Rabbi Chanina, the assistant Kohen Gadol, says, "Miyamai lo ra'isi or sheyotz the beis asreifa. I never saw a hide, a skin that was burnt. Never in my life did I see that. Why? What's the chiddush of Rabbi Chanina? So Rashi explains, which the Gemara will also talk about. Even if they would shech the animal and then skin it and find a treifa, find a problem in the animal, so therefore it wouldn't be kosher to be makriv because it's a treifa. But because the treifa was only found after the skinning, even though it really existed before the skinning, so Rabbi Chanina, the fact that he never saw skin being burned, took that as, that must be the halacha. It must be, because there's obviously treifas sometimes found in animals, but the fact that you didn't find it till after the hafshata, it must be as if the psul came only after the hafshata, and that's where the skin goes to the kohanim, it doesn't have to be burned. That's what Rabbi Chanina's shita is. Rabbi Akiva, midvarav lamanu. Rabbi Akiva says, what do you see from Rabbi Chanina's words? Shehamafshit es habachor v'nimsa treifa. If somebody skins a bachor and it comes out to be a treifa, she also a kohanim ba'oro. Where the kohanim could still get hana'a from the or, because it was only found afterwards. So therefore, it's not called the psule hamukdashin in that case, at least regarding the skin, and therefore the skin goes to the kohanim. We've spoken in the past the three different parts of the three different mitzvahs that relate to bechor. We have pidyon haben, which relates to the firstborn male human beings. We have the firstborn donkey, which relates to the only non-kosher animal that has the firstborn having any status, and the one that's being discussed here, bechor behema tahora, that also is one of the manas kahuna, goes to the kohen. And even though it's automatic that it goes to the Kohen, just like Shabbos, mitzvah lahakdisho. It's a mitzvah for the Kohen for the Yisrael to be makdish as Bechor and then give it to the Kohen. So Rabbi Akiva says, oh, if he says it, so it must be true by Bechor also. What's the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva? It's the same exact thing Rabbi Chanina said. Chanina said, if you find mitzvah of lamandu. So we'll have to see in the Gemara what the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva is. V'chachamim omrim, ein lo ra'inu raya. No, just because Rabbi Chanina never saw it doesn't mean it never happened. Ein lo ra'inu raya. Ela yetz la beis asreifa. No, the halacha is, maybe, I don't know, but whenever he was looking, there was never a treifa found. And therefore, don't bring me any rayas from the fact that you never saw something. If you come today, say the chachamim, you find a treifa for an animal, the skin does not go to the kohanim. The skin is burned also, yetz la beis asreifa. Don't bring me in if you could ascertain or assume that the psul was there before the hefshit, didn't come because you mafshed it. But if you could say that, so then we say it's going to be osla beis asreifa. As well as some of the achronim discuss the what happens if you're in the middle of skinning the animal. So if it's rove, if it's miut, do you go by if rove of the animal is skinned? Do you say the entire skin is considered independent? It's already considered la'achar hefshit, and therefore you'd be able to give the skin to the kohanim. Or do you say no? Even if a little bit is left, it's still considered connected. What do you need? Do you need the hefshit? What's the rule? You need the hefshit, and if you don't have the hefshit, it's a problem, and therefore you need at least rove, rubik, or kulo. Or do you say, no, you just can't have it connected, and as long as a little bit is not connected, a little bit is detached, that's a question that the achronim deal with, how much has to be hufshat and how much not. The Griskerov, though, here, deals with a major shita of his father. The Griskerov quotes Reb Chaim. It says, I don't understand why, if you would find, let's say, according to Rabbi Chanina or Rabbi Kiva, what did they say? That if you skin the animal, and it comes out that there was a trefa in the animal, the animal was trefa, the skin is still going to go to the Kohen. Ask for the grid, I don't understand this. Because those who went to my father's bar mitzvah, remember, Rabbi Chaim's bar mitzvah pshetel. What was his bar mitzvah pshetel? It was the relationship between nevela and trefa. Right? I guess he wasn't born during Sfira, that he could talk about Kanshin and Skadal B'Yemei Sfira. Or his father, he wasn't a lefty-righty that Shiloh said, what aren't to wear the tefillin on. Or maybe even if he would have been, he would have spoken about Nevela Trefa. That's my feeling. So anyway, so says Reb Chaim says, based on a number of Rambams and another of proofs, that Nevela and Trefa are not two separate Isurim. This has come up in the past. Meaning, we usually assume that nevela means an animal that died without getting shechted, and a treif is an animal that had a perfect shechita, but there's another problem with the animal. You shech the animal, and then there's a hole in the lung. You shech the animal, and he has one of the treif is listed in Maseches Chulin. That's what we usually assume. It's two different psulim. Reb Chaim assumed that's not true. Treifa means, what does treifa mean? If I shecht an animal and I find it's treif, so legabe, what does that accomplish? Legabe tumas nevela, the animal doesn't have tumah. That's the difference between nevela and treifa. Nevela is mitame b'masa, mago b'masa, if you carry it or touch it, while treifa is not mitame. So regarding nevela, tumas nevela, this is a good shechita. But Reb Chaim's chiddush is, legabe heter achila, it's not that this animal is shechted, and there's a new psul called treifa. No. The pshat of not being able to eat a treifa is that there was no heter shechita legabe achila. And therefore it's still called a nevela legabe the achila. That's Reb Chaim's chiddush. That nevela and treifa are the same soul. It's just that, you know, it looks different, but once you shechted and it turned out to be a treifa, then legabe eating this animal, it's as if it's not shechted. Legabe tuma, it's shechted, and therefore there's no tumas nevela. But legabe eating this animal, so there is no shechita. It's as if it's still an avela. He quotes a number of rais. If you want to look at a summary of this, in the Rishima Shi'ur, Mabarech and Sefer from the Rav, on Masecha Shvuas, in Chelek Aleph, on Shvuas and Adarim, on page Samach and Samach Aleph. He quotes five or six rais related to this principle. It's in the earlier, Rav sources as well. I mean, one of the biggest rais is that the Rambam says, Yisurim Shabbat Torah not Mitztarif. If you have some pig and some basa b'chalav, they can't be Mitztarif for a shear. There's two different Isurim. But Nevela and Trefa Mitztarif. Right? That's a Mefurish Rambam in Hilchos Lachalas Asuros. Ho'ol v'hatshrefa t'chilas nevelahi. That's the language of the Rambam. Ho'ol v'hatshrefa t'chilas nevela. Or other rayas. The Rambam, I'll read you one more raya, and then I'll ask the Briskerov's question and on our Mishnah. The Rambam quotes in Hilchos Avos HaTumah, Shechitas Akum. What if a guy shechts? What's the halachas? You can't discuss it in the poskim, but everybody agrees that a Shechitas Akum is psula. But the Rambam says, Shechitas Akum nevela umetami b'masa. So it's like a nevela, it's as if it didn't have shechita. V'karov be'enai, says the Rambam, Sha'af zeh midivrei sofrim. This is midirabanan. That the fact that Shechitas Akum is nevela. What do you mean? You for sure can't eat Shechitas Akum. So what do you mean? It's only midrabanan that should be nevela. Shouldn't it be? It shouldn't be a shechita. So if it's not a shechita, it's as if it's a mamish and nevela, even though the act of shechita was done, why should that be midrabanan? It should be daraisa. Mitame mishum, mitame nevela. Says the Rambam v'yim tomar, v'halo hi asura ba'achila din Torah. It's also daraisa to eat. So if it's not daraisa to eat, why can't you say it's tumas nevela midaraisa also? Why do you have to say it's tumas nevela midrabanan? So says the Rambam, lo kol ha'asr ba'achila matame. Not everything that is asr ba'achila is matame mishum nevela. Why? Shahare ha'trefa asura v'tahora. The Rambam compares shchitas akum to trefa. Asr b'chaim, what's the difference? By shchitas akum, it's not called a shchita. It's not called a shchita at all. By trefa, it is a shchita. It is a shchita. It's just, you find another problem, find another psul. Ah, what do you see by that comparison of shchitas akum and trefa? It must be that even by trefa, it's not a shchita. By both of them, for the same reason, it's not a shchita legabe achila. It's still considered nevela. By shchitas akum, that's what we know. We know it's not called a shchita legabe achila for an akum, but the chiddush is even by treifa. So that's Reb Chaim's chiddush. That's what he quotes in the footnote that this is what he said when he was 13, and the Reb Chaim's father, he said at the time, the Beis Halevi, he quoted the pasuk in Mishlei, Ben Chacham Yismach Av. Oh, he made his father very happy. So the Beis Halevi didn't write that by Mishlei Pshetel. One of the last times that a father didn't write the son for the son, the Bar Mitzvah Shetel, if I might go out on a limb to say that. Okay, anyways, that's the Reb Chaim's Chiddush. So ask the Brisker Rav, how can we say in our Mishnah that if the Hafshata, if the Psul happened after the Hafshata, it already took place. And what does that include? Says Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim. Says Rabbi Akiva, that if you only find the Trefa after your Mafshit it, then it's okay. It's as if it happened now and not earlier. But what do you mean, asked the Gris? According to my father's Chiddush Reb Chaim, there's no Heter Shchita. Legabi achila is only gabi tumah. So where does hafshata fall? Where does a hefter regarding the skins fall? So lechora said the Brisker Rav, I would have put this with shchita. The only thing I would have put this with achila. The only thing that this shchita works for is metame mishum nevela. There's no tumas nevela, but everything else lechora shouldn't be a shchita for that. So if it's not called a shchita for eating, it shouldn't be called a shchita for being mat to the or. And therefore, how can the kohen get it? That's his question. So you need that whole background to understand what he's talking about here. He says, "V'hinei agracho chiyach midivrei Rambam." Reading the Griz now. "Dibetreifa ikar shchita raklu tumas nevela. Avola achila chaser heter shchita. V'lo dehu rak iser study. Derachiv alei de iser treifus is not an iser that comes in a new iser." There's no more nevela, and now it's a new iser treifa. No, that's not how Reb Chaim understood it. Treifa means the heter achila didn't kick in. So why should the Kohanim get it? So he says, you're backed into a wall. So what must you say? As we're going to have in the Gemara, it must be this is included in the Heter. Of the Dam, the Zrikas Hadam being Maratzah. It must be being maratz in the or, even though it's a chiddush. I wouldn't have said this, but says the grace it must be. The kol ha-chesronos ha-noldos me ha-trefa. The gam ha-chesronos delam ipsulei kachim ha-din da hadam maratz al ha-or. Special din that the or gets a heter, even though I wouldn't have said it. Okay, that's the Brisker Rav's ha-ara based on Reb Chaim's chiddush. Okay, now we go to the Gemara. By the way, tonight's shir, 9:30, tonight's shir on Aseh Doche Los Aseh. Related to the machlokas we had discussion on Zvachim Daf Sadek Zayin Mabez last week's Gemara, fascinating Piske Tosvos, which we mentioned then, and Beis Hashem, we'll get to that tonight. Says the Gemara now. So we have a stira between the two Mishnayos that we just had. Kol Shlo Zacha Hamizbeach. The previous Mishnah said, if the Kohanim don't get the Basar, if the Mizbeach doesn't get the Basar, the Kohanim don't get the skin. What did that Mishnah basically say? Zrika is the important time. Right? Because when does the Mizbeach get the Basar? When is it Zochin the Basar? By Zrika. Mashab from that Mishnah, let's say you did the Hafshata of the Karban even before the Zrika. It doesn't matter. Even if a psul comes after the hafshata, if it's before the zrika, the kohanim don't get it. So mani, who would that be according to? Reb Elazar Reb Shimoni. According to Reb Elazar Reb Shimoni, who we're going to have on today's daf, the Amar ein hadam maratza al har b'fnei atzmo. The dam zrikas hadam does not make the or mutter by itself, meaning the or is held hostage to the basar, and therefore, if the zrika is not going to matter the basar, the zrika is not going to matter the or. That's the Shita of Elazar Reb Shimoni, as we'll see. That's what the meaning, the previous Mishnah seems to say, what's the crucial time period? Zrika. Ema Seifa, but our Mishnah seems to say, Kala Kachim Shi Wem Sol Kodem Ef Shaitan. Ain or Seyan Lakoanim, La Acher Ef Shaitan or Seyan Lakoanim, Asan La Rebbe. That seems to go like Rebbe Shita to Amar, Hadam Ratzala Or Lepifne Atzmo. The Dam works to Matu the Or by itself. Meaning, even if you do a Zrika, and the Zrika is a Pasol Zrika, because the Basar is already Tameh, or Pasol, and it's not going to do anything to the Basar, the Or is still going to be Matered. Meaning, the Hafshata, as long as the Psul is after the Hafshata, is going to be good enough to give the R to the Kohanim. So ask the Gemara, Stira, previous Mishnah seems to say, Zrik is the crucial time period. This Mishnah seems to say, the Hafshata is the crucial time period. So which is it? So, two answers. Says the Gemara, Reisher, Abazar, Reb Shimon, Sefer Rebbe, you want to say that? You want to say the Mishnayos? Reb Yehuda Hanasi, when he wrote the Mishnayos, he said he was anonymous about the second Mishnah. That was his own Shita. And the previous Mishnah was Reb Shimon. So, two answers, no. Amar Abaya, number one, Mita Sefer Rebbe, he, Reishon Ami Rebbe. Really, they're both Rebbe. Aye, doesn't Rebbe say you always go by the Hafshata, or you'll see exactly, we'll see what Rebbe Shita is, but for our purposes, we could say that. Umoda Rebbe, Shein Hefsha, Kodem Zrika. No, you never do Hefshik before Zrika. So it'll never come up. You always wait to skin the animal until after Zrika's done. Well, the Kohanim aren't going to get it anyway. So that's what he says. Inachinami. Rashi says here, Preferish. Rashi says, Inachinami, if you did the Hafshata before the Zrika, then the crucial time period is going to be the Hafshata. It's just that it never comes up. That's what the Mishnah could say, Zrika. That's the fifth wide line of Rashi. Mia hecho de Isrami, the Hefshik called him Zrika, but if so, Acher Hefshit, Afabish, Losawan's Bechle, Bebasar, Yizko, Kohanim Ba'ora. Right, in Achinami, the Kohanim would get it even if it became possible only after the Hafshata. That's answer number one. They're allowed to do the Zrika if it already became possible. Yeah, according to Rebbe. According to Rebbe, the Zrika would accomplish something. You'd get this, the Or to the Kohanim. Rava Amar, number two. Meet the Reish Rabbah Reb Shimon, Seven Abra Rabbah Reb Shimon. The opposite. Since yesterday's Mishnah was Rabbah Reb Shimon, so do our Mishnah. Aye, my Kodem Hefshit and my Acher Hefshit. What does that mean? Does it seem to go by Hefshit and not by Zrika? No. Kodem Sheniru La Hefshit. Acher Sheniru La Hefshit. Hefshit means when it is Ra'ui to be Hufshat, which means Zrika. Right? Zrika is what then allows the, allows you to then be mafshidit, so really that both Mishnayos means Zrika. My Rebbe, my brother Reb Shimon, where is that? Where is, what is the machlokas that the Gemara is referring to? Now the Tanya, the following Braisa. So Rebbe Omer. So let's see what the Mishnah, Gemara quotes as a machlokas Tanon. Rebbe Omer. Hadam Meratza al Ha'or Bifnei Atzmo. Rebbe says that the Dam, Zrikas Hadam, is an avoda that can matter the or when the or is not connected to the basar. When it's matter the or bifnei atzmo. Ukeshu ima basar, but when it's still attached to the basar, so then, nolad bo psul, bein kodem zrika, bein lachar zrika, harehu kayotze bo. If it's still attached to the basar, no matter when a psul kicks in, still it's going to cause problems according to Rebbe's shita. Let's do the both shitas and then we'll summarize them and we'll see the differences between them. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Elazar Rav Shimon says, no, everything is tully on a kosher zrika. And therefore, ain dam maratza al or bifnei atzmo. Dam is not maratza on the or by itself, just because it's separated from the basar. Ukeshu ima basar. If it's with the basar, nolad bo psul kodem zrika. How are you kodosi bo? If there's a psul on the basar before the zrika, so then the or also becomes pasul. Achar zrika. If there's a psul, if the basar becomes pasul after the zrika. Hurtza basar shah achas. So the basar had one moment in time when it was mutter for the Kohanim, meaning the zrika was okay. So then, even if the skin is still attached to the basar after the zrika, yafshi tenu var lekohanim. The Kohanim could go and take the skin because the basar was muttered by the zrika. So even though it's still attached, it is okay. If we could put in our own words, what is the machlokas about? I saw in the Chendas Daniel. Quoted here in the Biuri Hadaf, he has a beautiful formulation, just to, in a nutshell, what exactly is the Shita of Elazar Reb Shimon? Elazar and the Rebbe. According to Elazar Reb Shimon, there's no chiluk when it was skinned. But the second Shita doesn't matter. Even if it was not skinned until after the Basar became Nifsal, he's still going to be able to take off the skin. The key according to Elazar Reb Shimon is, was there a kosher Zrika or not? Was there a Zrika that was kosher that matured the Basar? If there wasn't, then the or is not going to become mutter. If there was, then it's going to become mutter, even if it's still attached to the basar. You get to skin it then. So the second shita, the key is a kosher zrika. According to Rebbe, what is the important point according to Rebbe? Ein chilek being kodem zrika la'achar zrika. The chilek is when hefshet took place. That's the chilek. Im kodem hefshet no lepsul babasar. If before hefshet there was a problem in the basar, so then the or is going to be nifsal. Right? If it's still attached when the psul came, then that's it. But if the nifsal habasar la'achar hefshet, then it's going to be okay. That's Rebbe Shita. What does Rebbe say? Da maratza al ha'or bifnei atzmo. As long as it's separate, if it's separated and then the psul came after hefshet, so then it's going to be okay. So the key is, according to Rebbe, hefshet is the key, and according to Rav Reb Shimon, a zrika ksheira is the key, right? Rashi's lashon is the top line. You see, bezrika ksheira talya heter haor. That's Rav Reb Shimon. According to Rebbe, it would be the hefshet. So that's the machlokas tanon.
Only the zrika according to Rebbe Shimon, if there was no kosher.
According to Rav Reb Shimon, the rob nisraf if there wasn't a kosher. Zrika. Even if the, according to the Rav Shimon, even if the R was separated before the Zrika, and then a psul came on the basar, and then you did the Zrika, the R is still not going to be kosher. Even if you separated when it came. So, says the Gemara, let's say this machlokas, Rav Blazer, Rav Shimon, and Rebbe, is Gufa, the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua in the Tosefta. What machlokes? As follows. V'yasisa olosecha basar v'adam. The pasuk says in Dvarim, you should do your olos. Habasar v'adam. This is where in Sefer Dvarim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you the heter to have animals yourself. Shechita. And in that context, it also repeats that you're going to do the regular karbanos. So v'yasisa olosecha habasar v'adam. So what do those two words mean? So Rabbi Yeshua omer, im ein dam ein basar. Im ein basar ein dam. Rabbi Yeshua says, basar and dam work together. If there's no dam, then the basar will never get matered. But it works the other way too. You can't do zrikas hadam unless you have basar for it to be matered. To matir. Right? Ein basar, ein dam. That is Rabbi Yeshua Shita, their haba hatalya. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, dam afal pisha ein basar. No, you can do zrikas hadam even if there's no basar. If it's going to have another ramification. Right, you're going to have a ritzoi, something else is going to be matired, but you could do zrika even if the basar is not around anymore. That is the machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Shenemar v'damas v'chacha yishafech. There's another pasuk that just says dominant without the word basar. So Im Kain, finishing up the machlokas, and then we relate it. Matam alom Rabbi Yassisa olosecha basar v'adam. According to Rabbi Yeshua, what is the pasuk referring to when it puts basar v'adam in the pasuk? Lo malacha, madam bezrika, basar bezrika. To teach me that just like you throw the dam, you sprinkle the dam, so to the basar. You gotta have a good arm to be a Kohen. You throw the basar. Halamata she revach ishben kevish l'mizbeach. This came up already, earlier. There was a little space between the ramp and the Mizbeach, he had to jump a little bit, but to throw the basar onto the fire, so, gotta throw it a little bit. Right? This isn't as much as a good arm as we had earlier in the Masechta. Remember we had that if you have one of the carbonous oaf on the southwest side of the Mizbeach on the corner, and you have to throw it to the Shefach HaDeshen, so you have to throw it to the east side of the ramp. So you gotta throw it all the way across. We did the math about how long of a diagonal that is to throw it from the west side of the Mizbeach to the east side of the ramp. So that was what we spoke about, Shefach HaDeshen. Okay. Anyway, so says the Gemara, that's the machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar, whether there is a dependency between the dam and the basar. So let's say this is a connected machlokas. Lema manda amar hortza. Let's say, according to Rebbe, who said that dam can be meratzon or by itself, Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Elazar, who holds there some independence between the dam and the basar. Umanda amar lo hertz. And according to the one who says there's no hertz, or Rabbi Shimon, who earlier said that the R is connected to the basar no matter what. And it depends if the basar had a kosher zrik on it. There's a connection. Rabbi Yeshua. He holds like Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that the dam and the basar are always connected. Right? Main dam ain't basar. Main basar ain't dam. So is that a parallel machlokas tanoim? So says the Gemara. No. Aliba der blazar kuliyam alo pligi. According to Rabbi Elazar, in our second brisa, according to Rabbi Elazar, who says that there could be dam without basar, he for sure argues with Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who says that the basar and the dam are always connected, and I'm sorry, the or and the basar are always connected, so he for sure argues under Rabbi Elazar. So ki pligi aliba de Rabbi Yeshua. The machlokas is maybe they could argue and both hold like Rabbi Yeshua. Manda Amar Lo Hertza, according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, who says that there is no ritzui on the, there's no separation, that the or and the basar are always connected. Rav Yeshua, that's straight like Rav Yeshua, who says everything's connected. The basar and the dam and the or. Manda Amar Hertza, but according to the one who says Hertza, according to Rebbe in the first mish, in the first brisa, maybe he could also go like Rav Yeshua. Amar Lacha, Adkan Lakam Rav Yeshua Hasam, when does Rav Yeshua say there that they're always connected? Elo Bebasar. Only by basar. Meaning, if there's no basar, then you don't do the dam. If there's no dam, you don't do the basar. To like I'm saying to the kohanim, because the kohanim aren't losing anything then. The basar is already nifsal. So, they're not losing anything. They're not supposed to get anything. Aval or, dikab say to the kohanim, afi the Yeshua moda. But with this or involved, where the kohanim stand to lose the or, so maybe even Rabbi Yeshua would say, you know what, in this case, I would allow you to do the zrikas hadam, even if there's no basar there. Right, because the basar is not going to be eaten anyway. But maybe by the or they would agree. Where else do you see this? Be the havi ad the eved. Just like in the case of the eved, you see it's done. The kohanim are going to get the or. Titznan, as the Mishnah says, nitzba basar o nifsal o yasa shiyasa chos leklayim. We had him sachim. If something happens to the basar, either it becomes tamei or nifsal or yosei. Rabbi Elazar Omer Yizrok. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lo Yizrok. Rabbi Yeshua says, don't do the zrika. Right, that's Rabbi Yeshua Shita. I mean, basar ain dam. Badu moder Rabbi Yeshua simzar kurtza. Rabbi Yeshua agrees with the Eved that if you did the Zrika when you weren't supposed to do the Zrika, Hurtza, it does accomplish something. So therefore here too, maybe for the R, we tell him to do the Zrika in this with the Eved situation where the Basar already became Tameh. Maybe. If you can relate, it's not the exact same with the Eved, but that is what the Gemara suggests. Okay, we continue now. What we started off with today, Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Akiva said, if you only find a treifa after hefshid, it's considered as if the treifa only came after hefshid, and therefore the skin would go to the kohanim. The law, is that really true? And he said, you know why? Because I never saw skin being burned. Never saw it being burned. That's my raya. So the law, he never saw it. Hari par manisrafim, zir manisrafim. What, he never washed on Yom Kippur? He never, well, there was never a parhal and davar shal sibur. There were never cows that were burned outside. So the Gemara says, "Lemitzvas and lo kamrinan." I'm not talking about where it was done properly. That's where you're supposed to burn the skin, whether these chatos chitz pnimios. But I'm talking about where it's burned because something, a problem happened. So the Gemara says again, "Hare kodem hefshid, kodem zrika." What? He never had an animal that got pasul even before hefshid, which even he would agree is you burn the skin. He never saw that. So chalutz kamrinan. No, he's saying he never saw skin being burned by itself. When an animal becomes pusil very early, you just burn everything, even with the skin on it. He never saw the skin being burned separately. That's chalutz. Ayv yohaika achar hefshid v'kodem zrika. What, he never saw an animal that became pusil after hefshid before zrika? Lor blazer b'reb shimin, damar ena damar atza lor b'vnei atzmo. Reb blazer b'reb shimin says, right, the key is a kosher zrika. So he never had an animal that became pusil before zrika, and that he knew about it, and he already did the hefshid? So the Gemara and Rebbe Chanin Rebbe Svirolei, maybe he held like Rebbe, who holds that the hefshit is the key. And that's why it was, he never saw the skin. Says the Gemara, the Ibayis Ema, afilu took makreb lezer Rebbe Shimon, even if it held like Rebbe Shimon, mode Rebbe, she ain't hefshit, kodem zrika. You never did the hefshit, as we said before, the possibility. He never had the hefshit before zrika, so that's why he never saw it. Finishing up, Yaika Nimse Shreifa Bibne Meayim. What if you find a Shreifa? There's a case where you find the treifa bibnei me'ayim, so he never saw that. Right, Rashi says on the fourth wide line, lo nimsa psulo acha hufshat upsul zeh kodem zrika v'kodem hefshet hayabo. Right, this psul was there earlier to kasal kedaitach because the havamin at this stage is the bein l'rebi bein l'rabbi Elazar nisraf. That case would be nisraf. The question is before hefshid and before zrika, but this would be, they would agree that in this case to burn it, that's the havamina. So the Gemara says, no, maybe not. Ksavar nimsi treifa b'nei me'ayim maratza. No, the point is, if you don't find it until afterwards, it's as if it only came then. Even if it's a treifa b'nei me'ayim, and therefore yodah would be maratza. Dekanami, I'll prove it to you, dektani am Rabbi Akiva, because that's what Rabbi Akiva in the next line says. Mitvar v'lamanu, sha'amashra z'abachar v'nimsi treifa, she'os akonim ba'arosh, v'amina, he says a beferish. If you find the treifa, in the Bechor, still the Kohanim are going to get it. Period. That's why, Lo Ra'inu, he never saw it, and that was his Raya, though the Rabbanon thought that Lo Ra'inu is not considered a Raya. Finishing up, Elamai Kamash Lo Rabbi Akiva, the question we asked in the Mishnah, what's Rabbi Akiva's Chiddush that we didn't know from the previous line? What, just that Rabbi Akiva holds like him? Mishnah wouldn't say that. Rabbi Rechidin already said, if you'd only find the psul afterwards, so what's the chiddush? So hakamash malan afilu bigvulin. The halacha is even bigvulin. What does that mean? You have a bechor. We know a halacha is a bechor, behema, tahora is a karban, and it goes to the kohen and the kohen amina. What happens if a bechor gets a mum? Karban gets a mum kavua, then it belongs to the kohen, mamona shel kohen. But he can give it to anybody he wants. Mamona shel kohen. It's the only time that a karban, even if it becomes pasul, usually you have to be poed to the karban. Psulei hamikdash have to be nifte. And there's still a remnants of the halachas of what you have to do with that psulei hamikdash. You're not allowed to do certain avodos with it. But the only one that goes automatically without being nifte is a bechor. That's the halacha of bechor. Bechor gets a mum kavua, then it automatically belongs to the kohen. But is there ever a case where the basar of a bechor will not be able to be eaten while the skin will be able to be eaten? Usually you don't have such a distinction. Usually if it becomes pasul, everything's pasul. If it's kosher, everything's kosher. That's the chiddush Rabbi Akiva. That in the gvulin, if you find this mum after hefshit, so the kohanim still get, it's not called a psul, right? And therefore the or is still mutter, even though the basar is not mutter to the kohanim, but the or is going to be mutter to the kohanim, right? That's the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva. Okay. Right, that's what Rashi explains. Aval mace or oser v'tan kfura. If the bechor, which doesn't have a mum, just dies, so you'd say that everything has to be buried. That's the chiddush here. Even though it had a treifa before, and you would say maybe it had the status of a mace before, and still the kohanim are allowed to benefit from the or. Okay, remember the taz that we always like to mention when this comes up, that there's no bracha on this mitzvah, even though there's a bracha on the other ones, because here you're not really doing anything by a klesh's bechor. By pidyon aben, you do something. By pidyon, chamor, petach chamor, you're doing something. Here, okay, it's an extra hakdashim, you're not really doing anything. That's why the Taz in Yerodea says there's no bracha on this, even though there are brachas on the other two mitzvahs. Continuing. Amar Rabbi Chiya Barabba, Amar Yochanan, halacha Rabbi Akiva. The halacha is like Rabbi Akiva that says that because the treifa only was found out afterwards, it's not called the treifa regarding this. The or goes to the kohanim. V'yav Rabbi Akiva lo amar elok shetir mumche. And by the way, Rabbi Akiva only says this if a mumche was materit. The mumche said that this is a mum that is kavua. Avaloitiru mumche lo. But if the mumche was not matarid, as we know from Hilchas Bechor, if there was no Bechor, there was no mumche that said it was mutter, so then the whole thing is going to be aser. No, that's some amorayim to be, you had to get special smicha to know whether a mum was kavua or not. I think it was Rebbe, first parak in Sanhedrin, says that he went on a farm, to live on a farm for a month and a half, to learn these halachas, to get this smicha. And the halach is like the chachamim, Rashi says back in the Mishnah, the halach is like chachamim against Rabbi Akiva, and against Rabbi Chanin Skanakonim, that lo reinu is not a raya, and therefore, if you find the treifa, which you know existed before the hefshit, it's going to be like it was there before hefshit, and then the kohanim are not going to get the or. Rashi takes out the next four words, he says, I don't have that girsa, and therefore we're not going to have that girsa either, because we go with Rashi, even though the Rambam seem to have that girsa. Vayter, says the Mishnah, par manis rafim is yer manis rafim, cows and the seirim that are burned outside. Right, the ones that the mitzvah is to burn them outside the Beis HaMikdash. Nisrafim bismashay, nisrafim mitzvah son. So when they are, this is, by the way, switching topics now. We're not talking about chaluka anymore. We have a couple of mishnayos now that have to do with a different topic. So bismashay, nisrafim mitzvah son, when they are burned properly outside the Beis HaMikdash. Nisrafim beveis hadeshen, they are burned in the Beis HaDeshen outside three machanos, all the way the pile of the ashes, way outside. Umitamin begadim, and the halacha is that those who are osek in the avoda are become tame, right? Not just the para aduma, but these avodas as well also make you tame. V'imein and nisrafin kemitzvah son. And ironically, if there was a problem with them and they're being burned just because they became pusel, they're burned closer in. Usually, the more problematic something is, you throw it out. Here, the more problematic something is, you keep it inside. So nisrafin beveis habira, they're burned in the beis habira, which is inside. The ain't a matame begadim, and that they're not matame begadim because it's not the proper avoda that's being done. The Sfasemis wonders what the source of this is. How do you know that if it's not nisraf kemitzvasan that you burn it inside? Maybe you also burn it outside. Who says that you keep it in? That's the question, the subject of the Sfasemis. Okay, we'll get to another one in a minute. Hayasovlan osobamotos. Let's say you have kohanim that are carrying out. It's hard to hard to carry a big fat cow, you know, on your shoulders. That's why they're carrying it on sticks. That's how they used to carry it out. They put it on sticks and they carry it out. Yatsu harishonim chutz l'chomas ha'azara. The issue is, when does the tumah start? They're being osek it. So let's say the first ones already have left the walls of the azara. V'ya achronim lo yatsu, and the achronim are still, right, stop time. Right when they're in the middle of carrying it, harishonim mitamid begadim achronim mitamid begadim acha yatsu. So the Mishnah is telling you that when does the tumah start? Right when they leave the Azara. That way they leave. Yatsu eleve, ilam tam begadim. And once they all left, then everybody's matame begadim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Shimon argues, eina matame nashe yutzas ha'or beruban. It's their only matame once the fire takes hold of rove of the animal. At that point, that's when they're matame begadim. Ache yutzas ha'or beruban. Nita chabasar, once the basar tum's coat becomes totally melted and it's not there anymore, then it's as if the vavod is finished, and therefore ain't asur b'davi begadim. If somebody comes up in then to start getting involved, that he's not metame begadim. So Reb Shimon says ain't metamin until the or takes part rove. So there is another svasemis. Svasemis right here on the Mishnah. Svasemis wonders. I'm not sure. Let's say somebody starts the fire, but he's not actively involved in the fire throughout until the rove is burned, according to Reb Shimon. Is he matame? Is the focus of this Mishnah? He says, "Eini yodea." Is the focus the actual burner? You have to be involved in the burning itself. Once it becomes rove, and then you become tame. What if you just light the match? If you light the match and that's it, and then it becomes burn me eleha. What is the halacha there? That's the question of the svasemes. He's not sure. Then in the footnote here of the svasemes, he says lachora. This should relate to the sugya of eishom ishem chitzav. This relates to the Mishnah of Eishem Mishnah Chitzav. When I light a fire, what is that considered? Machlokas of Yochanan Rish Lakash Meseches Babakama. Is it as if I shot an arrow, and therefore as long as the fire is going, is as if my arrow, and therefore I would be responsible, or Eishem Mishnah Mamono, it's my property is going. So maybe you would say that if you hold Eishem Mishnah Chitzav, which is what we paskin, so then we would say that the first side of the Svasemis, as long as you started it, it is good enough. It doesn't relate to it, but that's the famous, probably the most famous Nebuki Yosef in all of Shas. I told my Talmidim last year when this came up. I would go venture to say the most famous Nebuki Yosef, going out on a limb. What is that? On Daf Yudam and Aleph and Daf Yerif and Baba Kama, he has this famous kasha about lighting Shabbos candles. According to the Mandamar, Eishem Hashem Chitzav, that when you light a fire, it's as if it's your arrow, and therefore it's considered Adam Hamazik. It's not called Nizke Mamon. It's Adam Amadik, as if I'm shooting an arrow. How could a woman light Shabbos candles Friday afternoon? Why? Because when Shabbos starts, it's as if she's still doing the fire, still lighting the fire. Eishem Shem Chisav. How could a woman light Shabbos candles? That's his kasha. So, Nebuki Yosef answers that no. What does Eishem Shem Chisav mean? It means that every moment is as if you're doing it, but it doesn't mean you're doing it now. It's as if you did it already at T1. At the first moment that you light the fire, then the whole action is connected to that first moment. You're lighting at that first moment. It's not connected to your lighting at every moment. It's considered as if you're lighting it earlier. That's what the answer is. It says, "Lo kasha shechiyuvo mishem chitzav kizorik achetz shebishosh yotza achetz mitachas yado ba'osa shoa nasa hakol v'lo chashvina le'maisa de'mekana la'haba." It's not considered a maisa later on. That is the Nebuki Yosef. Other achronim, not as much quoted, the stipler there in Baba Kama, in Simon Chaf Aleph, says, I have a different answer. He says, how about, don't compare Shabbos and Nezek, or Shabbos and Ritzichas, Machlokas, whether it works for Ritzicha also. Like can be Chayiv Ritzicha, but Minchas Chinuch discusses it, by Eishem Shem Chitza. But says the Kilos Yaakov, says the stipler, by Shabbos, the Iker Kpeda of Shabbos is Maisa Shebegufo. The Maisa Shebegufo. Dafka. Da Toriek Pida Aminuchas Gufo Shayisrael Dafka. Velo Amalacha Shalot Teyaseh. That is why, by the way, he says, Amir Lachim is only also Amir Rabbanan. Why? Amir Lachim is also Amir Rabbanan. Either because of Dabar Davar or because of Gzeira. You might come to do what the Rambam says. And the disciple says, I don't agree. And other Rishonim don't agree with the Rashi at the end of Masechah Shabbos, where Rashi says, you know why Amir Lachim is Asur? Because he's my Shliach. No! Why? Because by Shabbos, the point is that your guf has to be Shoves. If your guf is Shoves, it's not the focus isn't the totsah of the action. The focus is the Maisa. And as long as you don't do the Maisa, that's not a violation of Shabbos. V'yimkin hachanami. Afilu inema. Even if you want to say that everything that happened is Bitsurif to me, Mikamakam eino begeder osa malacha b'shabes. Kivet shebegufo nach u'maisa kocho ve'esho lo adif imaisa shlucho. Shu kamoso ukiyado. Mikamakam, that's Shabbos. Bashenki regarding Nezek will be totally on the totsa'a. So he says, obviously though, the Nemuk Yosef argues with me. Obviously, the Nemuk Yosef doesn't think of this. The Nemuk Yosef compares Shabbos and Nezek, and has to come up with a different answer, and therefore it must be that he argues with these achronim that I'm quoting, the Beis Meir and the Chasam Sofer. That's in Kilos Yaakov, Baba Kama, Simin Chav Aleph. The title, B'divrei Nemuk Yosef, Eishim Shem Chisav. Right? If you're an achron in Baba Kama, you talk about the Nemuk Yosef. That's the rule. Okay, that is the, but that's related to this. Vasem is a suffix. What would you say if you light the fire and then you're not involved directly as it becomes rov? So my biras. Now the Gemara says, when it says in the Mishnah that if it's burned properly, you burn it at the Beis HaDeshen, but if it's not burned, if it's pasul, then you burn it in the Beis HaBira. Says my bir, what does that mean? Where is that? Amar Arachana Amar B'Yochanan. Makom Yesh B'Harabayis U'Birishmo. On Harabayis. Place in our bias that was called Bira, a place where you burn things. And that's where it was talking about. Reish Lakish Amar, no, Kol HaBayis Kulo Kari Bira. Right, the whole bias is called Bira. Shenemar Abira Asher Hachinosi. Right, he's talked about the whole base of Migdash called Bira. What's Kol HaBayis Kulo? Just say Kol HaBayis, or HaBayis Kulo. What's Kol HaBayis Kulo? Reminds us of the Taz in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Right, we say Meloch. What do we say in davening on Rosh Hashanah? Meloch al kol ha'olam kulo bichvodecha. What do you mean kol ha'olam kulo? Kol ha'olam or olam kulo? The Taz says is to teach us to allude that you don't. It's not even rubik kulo. Kol ha'olam kulo means you're not even relying on rubik kulo. It's mamish kulo. That's what we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't want you to be ruler over rov, but kol ha'olam kulo. So whenever you want to emphasize it, it's not just rov, it's kulo. So you say kol ha'olam kulo. Period. There are three Beis Hadeshens. Beis Hadeshen, God Ohai Bazara, the great Beis Hadeshen in the Azara, Shesam, Shesham, Sorfim Sulem, Kachi Kachim, Veimuri Kachim Kalim, Upar Menestrafim, Zir Menestrafim, Shir Bem Sul Kodem Zrika. That's where you burned all carbonates that came, that became Tom Pussel very early, right in the Azara. You don't take them out. Why? Rashi says in Mesechas Psachim, because this is where they were supposed to be. Right, Kachi Kachim, the Murim of Kachim Kalim, their Makam is supposed to be in the Azara. So if they became Pasul, you leave him here and you burn them in the Azara. Ubeis HaDeshen, Acher Hoya B'Harabayis. There was a second one in Harabayis. Shasham Sarfin, Paramanis Ravim, Ziramanis Ravim, Shirabem, Sola Acher Zrika. Right, so that's where you burned the Karbanis that became Pasul after Zrika. Ukimitzvasan, and the Beis HaDeshen that is used for proper Karbanis that you're supposed to burn, Chasul Gishalash Machnos. That one is all the way out. That is one brisa. Tani Levi. Levi has a different brisa. Shlosha Beis Hadashan and Hain. There are three Beis Hadashans. Beis Hadashan, Gala, Ha, Yabazar, Shasham, Sarfin, Psule, Kachi, Kachim, Emura, Kachim, Kalam, Upar, Manistrafim, Zir, Manistrafim, Shir, Bem, Psul, Bain, Kodim, Zrika, Bain, Lachar, Zrika. Levi is different. You burn everything in there. It doesn't matter when the Psul take place. When the psul took place, as long as it's still in there. Ubeis HaDeshen Acher Hayabah Rabbi Shasham Sarfim Parmanis Rabbi Zirman Sarfim Shirbem Psul Bi Yitziasan. If they happen to go out, so you burn them outside. If they're still inside, even if the psul happened after Zrika, you burn them inside. Ukimitzvasan chus l'shalosh machanos. A little bit different definition. Boy, Rabbi Yerbia, now we have a couple of questions. Lina, once we're talking about Parm HaNisrafim, the carbonas that are supposed to be burned outside, so Lina Maushatoba Parm HaNisrafim is Yerm HaNisrafim. Is Lina, if I left over one of these carbonos overnight, does that passel it? Why? What's the issue? Miam Rinan, do we say, ki mahanya lina bibasar devar achila? When do we say lina is a problem only by basar that's supposed to be eaten? Either by the Kohen or by the Mizbeach. Right? Carbon ola, it's only eaten by the Mizbeach. That's also called an achila. Abulhani delabane achila ninulo. But these that are burned on the Beis HaDesh and outside the Beis HaMikdash, that's not called an achila, that's just a burning. So there maybe there's no problem of lina, o dilma loshna, or loshna. Because if you look in the psukim in the Torah, the psukim constantly say, you should eat it, and if you don't eat it, then you leave it over, it becomes nosar. It says that three or four times. So that's what the Gemara is saying, maybe the only time you have lina, the Isser of lina, is when you're going to eat it, or when the Bezbech is going to eat it. But then maybe that's the only psul of lina. So Amar Rava, right? If it's a suffix and this question is not answered, the Minchas Chinuch in Kuf Mem Beis Gimel quotes the Tzlach, the Nodav Yehuda. The Tzlach says Beferish. He holds him Sachim that without quoting this Gemara, he says there is an Isra of lina even by Basar that became Nifsal, that became Pusel. So the Minchas Chinuch quotes this halacha and says, I don't understand. The Gemara says, Beferish. There's a suffix. If you're not going to eat it, so then, is there any sort of lina? The question is unanswered. So how could the tzlach go out on a limb and say that, oh, this is for sure an answer of lina? So he leaves the Pitzarachian based on this Gemara. Says the Achiezer, if you look in the footnotes of the Minchas Chinuch, he quotes the Achiezer there. He says, no. There's a difference between parma and srafim, which are never ne'echal, versus a carbon that became pasul, which is usually ne'echal and it became pasul. So you might be mechalik that even though there's the lina here, there's a suffix about it, it could be that if it's shayach in the world of achila, that would be good enough. So Amar Rava, ha milsi bayle labayu pashtana le meha. Abaya wasn't sure about this question, whether there's lina here, and he tried to prove it from the following. The shavin we had earlier, in the pigo gemaras, shim chishe v'achilas parah mu v'sreifa zan shal asa klum. If you think pigo thoughts by these karbanas, so there's no problem. If you think chutzlam komo or chutzlas mano, so my lab, either machshava do pasla, linama do pasla. So shouldn't we say that if there's no pigo, that if you think chutzlas mano by these, so maybe if you actually leave it chutzlas mano, it's also not going to be a problem. Shouldn't the machshava have the same rules as the action? So Mar says, "V'dema no, v'dema machshava u'delo pasla v'lina pasla." Who says maybe if you actually leave it over, it will be a problem? Even though if you just thought about leaving it over, it wouldn't be a problem. So no raya. Tashma try again. Parman etzorim zirim nesrafim. All enemies shook the shoe. We had this earlier also. When is there meila by these animals? Right when you're makdish them. Nishchetu, once you did shchita, huch shruli pasal b'tful yom u'mechusik ibrim u'belina. Right when you did the shchita, now it becomes so kadosh that if a tful yom touches it, or mechusik ibrim touches it, or if lina happens, so it's going to be pasal. So it says lina. So my love, lina's basar. Isn't this talking about lina's basar, so it proves that there is lina? Lo, lina's emurin. No, it's referring to the emurin, which are burned. Our Shiloh was about Lina's Basar. Ivy Mikdotani Sefer, but the next line says, Kulan Moan Bahen Bebe Sadesha and Ashiyutacha Basar. The next line says, there's Mi'ila until the Basar becomes totally melted. Mi the Sefer Basar Reshanam Basar. Shouldn't we say if the next line is talking about Basar, so to the Resha? So Midi Arya, Sefer Basar Resha Imurin. No, there's no Raya. Part of the Resha could be talking about Imurin, and the Sefer could be talking about Basar. One more try. Tashma, the Tani Levi, the Levi's Brisa that we just quoted up above. Shir Bam Sul Biyitziyasan. Levi said, what's the rule? Which base adeshin do you burn it in? It depends if it went out. My love, Lina, doesn't that mean, what's the Psul Biyitziya? What does that mean? Doesn't that mean Lina? That it was left overnight? So, lo, Psul Tumma, Psul Yitziya. No, Mamish means Psul Yitziya or Psul Tumma. It does not mean Psul Lina. Question, the Rambam here, Paskins, because the question is not answered, he says, be Machmir and burn it in the Azara. Question is, why is that Lechumra? Maybe Lechumra, we should burn it outside. So, it's a Tzarech in on the Rambam, why he passes that way, Psul Yimikdashin, Yutes Gimel. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll ask the next question tomorrow about whether there is Yotzei by Parmanet Srafim. And Hashem, we will continue as we near the end of the 12th parak of Maseches Zvachim as we continue. Remember tonight's Ian Daf Ian Shir is Asi Docholos Asay. Everybody's invited.